Something on a beach which changes her life, and she takes it into the local customs people and says, "What's this I've got here?" And they say, "Well, I think it's an inflatable plastic sack used for refloating sunken ships." So the girl says, "Well, there's no sunken ships in this office." And the guy says, "Look again," and she turns around, and they're at the bottom of the sea and they're in the Titanic. And he says, "Come with me and I'll lead you through the treasures of history past and the tragedies yet to come at the bottom of the ocean. Together we'll see all kinds of drowned things." She says, "Great, but I'd like to see the cutlery really that they were using on that night when they struck the fatal rock and sank to the sea." This moment a cello comes by. Long and drenched by water, it's now perfectly calcified. A cello shape floats past, then a starfish, then suddenly a few flickers of seaweed. She pulls something across her face, it's a drowned man's hand. She tries to hold the customs man hand, but he hasn't got one because he too is flaking apart. She holds her breath and shoots up like a torpedo through the water, rises 50 feet into the air and nose dives into the beach with her feet going like Tom and Jerry or an ironing board. And she writes this song.